Who is Fela? Some say he's the greatest musician in Africa. Others that he's a prophet. Still others that he's a rebel, a revolutionary tribune. Once his name was Fela Ransom Kuti, the name of a slave. Since 1977, he calls himself Fela Anakulapo Kuti, the name of a king.
Fela sees his role as being very different from that of the white musician.
Yes, if you are in England, music can be an instrument of enjoyment. So you can sing about love, can sing about whom you're going to bed with next. But in my environment, my society is underdeveloping because of an alien system on our people now. So there's no music for enjoyment. There's nothing like love. There's something like a struggle for people's existence. So as an artist, politically, artistically, the whole idea about your environment must be represented in the music, in the arts. So I think as far as Africa is concerned, music cannot be for enjoyment. Music has to be for revolution. Revolution.
Fela was himself an African. He was an African in front of Africans. He was an African in front of Europeans and Americans and anywhere in the world. He brought himself as a fully African human being who has something to contribute to sound and your mentality of things without any concealing of any part of his heritage, exposing an entire sound to the world. I think his time signatures and the way they steer you, the way they move you, the way his funk comes across and makes things happen for you was the thing that made him timeless.
Yo!